Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orbán, who had vowed to block 50 billion euros, some $54 billion, to Ukraine, apparently changed his mind after mounting pressure, including from Polish Prime Minister Donald Tusk.
There is no problem with so-called, Ukraine fatigue, for sure. We have Orbán fatigue now here in Brussels. We have so many things to solve. Look at the street, not only in Brussels. And, of course, what we need today is to strengthen our unity around Ukraine and versus Russia and its aggressive policy. I can't understand, I can't accept this very strange and very egoistic game of Viktor Orbán.
Under European Union rules, all EU member states must approve the funding, but Orbán had threatened to veto the package. He changed his position only after last-minute talks with several EU leaders, such as the Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni, the French President Emmanuel Macron, and the German Chancellor Olaf Scholz. The EU's European Commission and Council Presidents Ursula von der Leyen and Charles Michel also clarified that they expected Hungary to vote yes. German Chancellor Scholz said the deal sends an important message. He says we agree to give about 12 billion euros annually, in total 50 billion euros, to Ukraine. It sends a good message to the Ukrainian people who suffer under the Russian attacks. But it was also important for us, as the EU, to show we are standing united. For me, it was also important that all 27 member states support this. However, Hungarian Prime Minister Orbán, seen as the EU's closest ally of Russian President Vladimir Putin, received EU financial and political pledges in exchange for his support for the deal. At Orbán's request, there will be an annual report by the EU's Executive European Commission on implementing the aid package, followed by a debate at the leaders' level. And if needed, the European Council of Prime Ministers can ask the Commission to propose a review of the new budget in 2 years. EU leaders also added a line to earlier conclusions that the way the European Commission evaluates the rule of law in Hungary is done fairly and objectively. That was music to the ears of Orbán, as his nation still awaits billions in EU funding that have been frozen amid rule of law concerns. Thursday's deal has increased the chances for Hungary to at least receive part of the more than $30 billion it still awaits from the EU. With money now on the way, the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said the decision once again proves strong EU unity. The four-year package is designed to keep Ukraine's economy afloat, with cash for hospitals, schools and civil servants' wages and pensions. It comes amid mounting concerns about the hundreds of thousands of lives that are believed to have been lost in Europe's bloodiest conflict since World War II. While Prime Minister Orbán reluctantly voted for the aid package, he said there is no military solution to end the war and that peace talks between Ukraine and Russia should begin as soon as possible. He has also indicated that he may be willing to meet Ukraine's president, in part to talk about improving the plight of ethnic minorities, including Hungarians, many of whom have died while fighting in Ukraine's army against Russia, which invaded the country some 2 years ago. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Boss in Budapest.